Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Well, we ask this question frequently. Will technology and engineering save the planet? Yeah, we'll just solve all the things by engineering it. Things are happening fast and in technology and development, or are they? The Swedish-Chinese-owned motor manufacturer Volvo created quite a stir this week by announcing that the end of the internal combustion engine as we know it is in sight. From 2019, Volvo will be turning out cars and trucks that are not ICE-based. They will be all electric, no other mode of propulsion, or hybrid, that is, with a small petrol motor to recharge the battery. So that's not quite the end of the car engine we all know and rely on, is it? But still, diesel, though, will be on the decline in developed countries, including China. Diesel, once hailed as the solution, turns out to be bad for health because the NOXs, or nasty nitrous compounds, in the emissions that get into the air. So, more stringent emission control is needed, and that adds to the cost of the vehicle. The Volkswagen exhaust pollution fraud debacle didn't help either. So, this is the beginning of the end for the industrial, the internal combustion engine? Maybe. Wouldn't hold my breath, but yeah. Now, in Southern Africa, where we have other pressing concerns, we'll probably just get on with motor business as usual. I did see one battery recharging station in Cape Town, but there's no coordinated plan, no legislation. But if the price of fuel suddenly increases dramatically, then things could change. But developmental things are happening. The Lesotho Highlands Water Project has got a joint venture going to build a hydropower facility that Engineering News has reported. The Polihlahla Dam will supply electricity to Lesotho, and the other dams and water systems in Lesotho are vital to keep the taps running in Gauteng and all along the Vaal River. What has this to do with us here in the water-stressed Western Cape? Well, everything is interrelated. What happens in the east is felt in the west, and it also shows that there may be engineering solutions for the water crisis, like tunnels or water transfer or canals, which will demand capital. Something has to be done. Planning should have started yesterday. You wouldn't be so naive as to think politics are involved, would you? Politics, economic politics, party politics, or interest group politics? No, not possible. Take the no movement, stalled bids on the renewable generating projects by Eskom. These are the independent renewable power producer projects, that thing with all the P's. It might sound funny, but it's vital to the future of energy in South Africa, and the stall by Eskom is impacting about 58 billion rands worth of investment, with 13,000 construction jobs on hold, according to the Renewable Energy Council. They say that bid tariffs have fallen to the point where renewable energy, solar and wind, has become the cheapest option for new generation capacity. Renewable projects are majority owned by South Africans. Many of them are built in rural areas where they bring benefits to poor communities. They encourage other service providers and upstream manufacturers of components. Now that Parliament's attention has been drawn to Eskom's apparent foot-dragging on signing these agreements, maybe something will happen. The National Electric Regulator, NERSA, has been importuned by the interested and affected parties. Maybe NERSA will investigate and prod. I hope I'm not cynical. What a hope. But somehow I feel there are ulterior motives at play. After all, there's a lot of leverage, not to say money, to be got out of the nuclear option. Nuclear is still very much hovering in the wings, even if it's not immediately on the table. The interested parties in nuclear stand to make handsome dividends out of tenders and massive supply contracts, international investment and cash flows. And the renewable generators, although they can't compete in scale with the much vaunted steady base load of nuclear generating plants, they can fill in the gaps and reduce the overall shortfall in generation capacity, which means the need for nuclear generation might just, well, disappear. If you'd like to know more and keep up to speed with this kind of news that will affect us all, have a look at ESI Africa, Africa's Power Journal. It's online. Google them on www.esi-africa.com.
Being Green was brought to us with the very kind compliments of Galinda Moser of Remax, Above the Crowd.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.